Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. We pan away from this scene of Taper underneath the window holding Graves with Hemlock and Bear across watching. And we move from here to another side of town during a time a little further into the future. A brief intermission, if you will. The smell of dust and stale air cakes the inside of your nose. You can't see a damn thing, but each of your footsteps echo, indicating you're in a fairly large room. Your wrist hurts from the pressure of hands gripping you in place. Leave them. You hear a soft male voice choke this empty space. You feel the fabric slip off of your face and the hands release you, uncovering a rather empty scene. I'm not sure what any of you were expecting, but from the big boss, you might have expected more. You're in a theater, like the kind that puts on plays. It's been abandoned, the bright red cushions are dull and the velvet is coarse. And there's a spotlight on him. Luca Novelli sits in a large, gaudy throne-esque chair, and his big brother Butcher stands beside him. Maybe it's the lighting. Maybe there's an energy in the air. But you've seen them before today. Today, something feels different about them. Butcher is much bigger than Luca in stature. He stands at around 6'2", broad-shouldered. He wears a white-collared shirt with the sleeves rolled up to his elbows, black slacks and dress shoes. Luca by no means should fill out the space he's sitting in. He's a slender build, almost sickly if you didn't know any better. He's got obvious dark circles that all of you can see, even though you have quite a bit of distance between you. He dresses similarly to that of Butcher, except he has a black tie and a brown trench coat over his neatly tucked white dress shirt. And yet, something about him looms in the armchair he sits in. "Please, come forward. We have much to talk about," he says to each of you.
We'll start walking over.
And... yeah, walk forward.
We look at each of you. We'll start with Adam. What do we see?
You see a short, slender man with goggles above his head, and then kind of like almost a respirator, almost a mask over his face that just lightly distorts his breathing and his voice and any kind of like tremble that comes out of his mouth. Just slightly, just like a little maybe almost like a radio tone to it. He over like covering what you would assume is sideburns into mutton chops into a mustache.
Okay.
Like fully connected, no beard, like no bottom chin half. It's just all the upper part of it.
Okay.
Like I said, he's slim, he's slender, and he is covered in metal pieces and like pipes, like small piping, pens, just shit galore. Different bands and gears and things all over his body. And he clinks a bit when he walks, but almost purposefully. He has these metal-soled boots, the clunk, clunk, as he steps forward, making himself appear to bigger and heavier than he probably is. And yeah, he walks up.
All right. Tanner?
Yeah, my character is a younger man, probably in his mid-20s. He's probably about average height, 5'10", or so, 5'11", maybe. He's wearing, like, a black suit, black tie. His clothes are nice, but they're not, like, immaculately kept. But they're still nice. He has his hands in his pockets and an eyebrow raised. His hair is a dark brown. His eyes are, like, you know, like, that light blue that's, like, almost like a silver color, but it's, like, still natural. And he's handsome and put together, but he's got, like, an intense look in his eye. But he looks relaxed, and he has an eyebrow raised, and he says, hey, boss, nice to meet you, everybody, but what's with the subterfuge?
And we look over to Jesse.
You see, the most average man you've ever seen in your life. He's average height. He's kind of chubby. He got a little green sweater vest on, khakis, loafers, and he's balding. He's clean shaven, and he has light brown eyes, and he just kind of shuffles along, and he just kind of quietly moves up with them.
Okay. Tanlin?
You see this a little guy who might either be a little boy or a young woman, kind of like dressed like Milo Thatch, coated brown skin, they got the circular glasses, and then like cornrows under a newsboy hat, just kind of looking like a little nervous and a little like, maybe I shouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Silver, I'm so glad you asked. I'm so sorry for the harsh transportation, my darlings. I had to get you here somehow.
I suppose. It's a pleasure to meet you again, everyone. But you haven't introduced yourselves. My name is Ray Caldwell. It's good to meet you.
I'm Todd Guy.
Oh, we're going with the real names. I'm Alder Stillwell. Clunk. You can call me Clunk. And, well, I'm just here to make shit, I suppose, for the boss, right?
You hear, like, the loudest gulp. Go by Cisei. Cisei?
Why not hearsay?
And what if you don't Cisei, it don't matter.
I'm sure you're wondering why I assembled you all here. Or maybe not.
Well, I'm more just go to where I'm told to go.
Yeah, I just go where the money is.
You're literally my boss.
This is true, my dear.
Yeah? shaking their head like...
Everybody else said something, but, you know, if you mind.
Do you have something to say?
Oh, no, I was...
Our friend Cisei seems a little nervous, and I think that's because none of us know why we're here, boss. So if you wouldn't mind, it'd make everybody feel a little bit better if you gave us as much information as you're willing to do. You're the boss. It's what you want.
My apologies for trying to do pleasantries. You see, I've called you all here because, well, you're all good at your jobs.
Thank you.
And I need each of you.
Can't say you're wrong.
As you know, we've been up to things. And we're setting up for perhaps our final grandstand. And that's where you will each come in.
What can we do for you?
What can I build for you?
I need you to kidnap Alvaro Monti.
Okay.
As in the...
Yes.
Kidnap as in alive afterwards?
As in alive for now.
Well, okay.
Mm.
Doesn't matter who dies in the meantime?
As long as it's not him.
Okay.
Is there a... Alright.
You have something to ask?
Is this an inter-gang operation?
Well, wouldn't you have to assume that?
I'm just making sure I understand where we're standing.
My dear, this whole thing has been an inter-gang operation.
The whole thing?
News to me. I'll stop asking questions now. Obviously, I'm the idiot in the room, and I don't mind that.
I suppose that means if you're not caught up, then I'm unsure if the rest of you are.
I think Cisei would be, because I'm... the news guy?
Yeah.
For the Ludanos?
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm the sleuth?
Mm-hmm. Well, You see, our dear friends over at the Maloney's have been taking out each of Monty's crew to feed the barrier.
Right. Impressive work, I must say.
Very. They're good at their jobs, and they have people who are.
They're good at your job.
I think so. It pays the bills.
Right.
Apologies. Now, I've been following this real closely.
Yes, you've all been instrumental in securing the pedestal.
Why exactly? I mean, like, I know why, but, like, why? Do we? Is it?
So we can be free. Get out.
Makes sense.
Start over. This town has been nothing but a stain. And we can start again.
Do I know by doing the thing that it would, like, be bad? Like, what are the specs on that? Based on what I know about the paranormal and the...
Yeah, so what you know is a lot of things have to happen simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And no one 100% knows what the outcome is. There's been old tall tales about it. And what's beyond. But they're just tales.
Well, Cece is always in the pursuit of knowledge. And if there's more out there, there's more to learn. Not that they're not on board.
And he's part of the final piece. Again, need him alive for now. But you can take out whoever else is in the way.
Okay, sounds good to me. How much are we going to get paid for this?
Your life.
Oh. Okay.
That sounds great to me, boss. Then is there somewhere we can hole up and maybe get started looking at some schematics of his house, maybe some traveling patterns, anything like that, so we can get, you know, started on a plan?
Of course. Everything you need is already in the green room.
Great. Then we can head there. Now, unless there's anything else you need, of course.
Perfect. That's all I need of you for now.
Thank you, boss.
I appreciate each and every one of you.
I bow.
I just do a nod.
And then I turn and start walking away from this mess.
All right, so you each walk your way to the green room. You just have to go up, left, out,
yeah.
Turn a corner. Turn a few corners.
Yeah.
You make your way to the green room. And there's a bunch of schematics and things that you need laid out on the table.
Brilliant.
Todd, you're used to this sort of thing. Where would you start if you were attempting to assassinate a man?
Well, what kidnapping?
Oh, sorry, kidnapping a man.
Oh, I'm usually more of just shooting people, you know? I'm not much of a kidnapper.
All right.
But, you know, I tend to track people, find out their schedule, and then decide the best place to hit them.
Ray looks at Cece for a minute. Alder, have you ever kidnapped a person before?
No, but I do like to blow things up. What if...
We blew up
his
legs? I
blew something up. No.
Oh.
Well, people in explosions tend to have getaway plans, and, what if we're the getaway plan? Or we cut off the getaway plan, right? Oh,
so
I could kill anyone. I'll kill the getaway plan.
Kim, what do we know about the mayor? Like, residency, how old is he? Does he
everything.
Have a wife?
If you ask Cece, you know everything.
Cece, do you really know everything?
I know a lot. I like to know things.
What would we know? What would our common knowledge be?
So common knowledge, Alvaro Monti is in his 50s. He is married with a wife and two children. He lives in a fairly nice part of Doshire. No, nice being in air quotes. It's a rather big estate. Yeah, that'd be common knowledge that you would know. You would assume, given the high tensions right now and the curfews for the past week-ish, that security will be upped at his estate, most likely. You'll know it'll be hard to get there unseen, but it's not impossible, especially with the skill set that you all have. So that's what you know. And especially with how things are gearing up, it's very most likely you won't catch him outside of his house, given that election day is coming up.
Thought we could hopefully get him in transit somewhere.
It looks like it'll be hard to get him. He's not going to be leaving his house anytime soon. Maybe we can start spitballing some ideas. Do we have a whiteboard?
Yeah, absolutely.
I write ideas, underline it, and I put a little book and say, I thought it'd be easy. If we find his wife, we can kidnap her, send him a note, ransom. And then when he comes to give us the ransom, we make sure that he's the only person there or that we can handle anybody else there. We switch and we grab him instead and let his wife go because we don't need her.
No matter what we say, they're not going to let him come for the ransom.
Then his wife dies.
And then we kill his wife. But what I'm saying is that his people aren't going to let him come sideways for his wife.
I think he'd try to argue, and I'm writing my idea down. I think he'd try to argue if he thought his wife was going to die. But it's just an option, just spitballing. That's all I have right now.
You can start a fire in his house, force him outside.
Fire, question mark.
We could mail him a bomb.
3. Bomb, question mark?
I'm liking this.
Mail him multiple bombs.
Asterisk, multiple? Sisei, do you have any ideas?
I don't kill people, so I don't know.
Are you willing to kill people?
I haven't.
But what are you going to be averse to when we kill people?
I've never killed a man either. And that's okay. We don't need to. You and I don't need to kill anybody.
Has Silver ever killed a person?
No.
That us?
He's not that type. Like, as far as people know, he has not. Let me say that. You know what I mean?
Anthrax, my second grade teacher.
You did.
I live in service to the dome. I've killed a lot of people.
Like Anthrax.
Yeah, we should just...
No one uses it enough.
You're right. But, I mean, if you guys just want to be, like, my spotter or something, we can just help me out. I'll kill all the guards.
Win election, comma.
Like that.
Nab during speech, question mark.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. That's 4.
Mm.
5.
Kim, what's the extent to, like, things I could tinker and make?
I would say, especially since, given your status and things, you are relatively versed in being able to make things.
I can make a cage. A mobile cage.
I think that's useful for any plan that we'd have. Did you have a plan that associated with it that you thought you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, Sisei, you make good information, right?
Yeah.
Well, how about this? There's some folks who want to hurt him. Obviously, he's staying home. He needs a security plan. We get me hired. I go make some changes around some renovation and this, that, and that. And I mean, I'm, you know, his whole home is mine.
You get hired looking like that?
I can change clothes, Sisei.
Shrugs.
I've done some work in disguise myself. I could always be the one who goes in, and so long as you tell me exactly what I need to do.
This one's prettier.
Thank you. 6. Disguise as security? Question mark. A lot of moving parts with that one, but I like the idea. Let's go 7.
And no one really notices me, so I usually just walk into places. It's never been a big deal.
Yeah, most of the time I just send stuff in.
Do we want more ideas? Do we want to discuss the ones we have on the board? And I...
I don't know, I like smoking them out. Feel like that's a fun one.
With a bomb?
Probably, bomb.
Yeah.
Well, I can just do a smoke bomb. Obviously, want to be a little more careful.
Let's catch the building on fire, you know? Make it a real danger.
Right, but if he gets caught in the fire, we kill him.
That's a risk we gotta take.
I don't think it is.
I guess we could find out his schedule, find out where he can easily escape.
Right, so we need schematics. I make a mobile cage. We smoke them out. Mm-hmm. You pick off all his men.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile cage scoops him up.
Mm-hmm.
And Sisei tells the story.
What's the story for?
Well, what else is Sisei going to do?
All right, blackmail on 7, and then I draw a line to fire. And then I'm like, we could blackmail somebody. We could blackmail somebody to help us with the fire plan or the bomb fire plan. And I draw a line. Oh, man.
No, because, okay, so the bomb, are we planning to blow shit up?
I said smoke bomb.
I still like number one, just saying.
Because we can always just call in a threat of in which would threaten his life, and while he's in transit to whatever safe location he probably has, which I could probably find out.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If we can manage to smuggle in an actual bomb, then the threat will seem more credible, too.
I could make a remote bomb.
Eight, and then
how much time drop
to bomb.
What time?
I can make a remote bomb.
I'm pretty sure we could just pull some strings, figure out where whatever safe location he has.
Let's put numbers in a bag, and that's the plan we'll do.
I don't like that.
I think most of the plans are linked, to be honest.
I think no matter what, our plan's going to work. It's just about how well it went. How many plans we had? 9?
8. I think 3 and, like, 4 are the same plan. I think 6 is also connected.
We got 6. What's 6?
I'm pretty sure most of the plans honestly connected the bonfire thing. I ended up connecting most of them anyway, so.
We got 10.
We don't have 10.
We got 8.
8 was, blackmail.
I'm at 9.
We don't have a 9.
We got his wife. Let's kidnap his wife.
No, let's do the bomb plan.
Here's the thing, right? If we kidnap his wife and it goes wrong, I get to tell you how stupid you are.
I think Sisei is just going to start looking for... I think while they're doing their whole thing, Sisei is going to just kind of like, whatever. I'm going to go do the plan that I came up with and start, my little seance in order to figure out where the mayor's, like, safe house would be. That's not where he actually is. Mm-hmm. And then how to, like, make a threat to the place where he is so they could...
Yeah. You know, what's your process like? What or who are you? Who do you reach out to first?
I think, okay, so Whisper, I have like a thing called Ritual.
Okay.
I can study an occult ritual or create a new one to summon a supernatural effect or being. So I think my thing is I like old things. So I there's probably like I have a friend who's a vampire who probably knows old dead things.
Yeah.
And so in like knowing him, I know old.
And then what is your, like, I don't know how you set it up exactly. Like, what does it look like?
I think from the outside, it looks like I'm just kind of sitting in silence in like the dark. I'm not showy. I don't like doing all the drama. I do it all up here.
Up there? All right. So I think you close your eyes and like and you reach out to your friend, and I think what it looks like is this like little like glowing light almost that kind of like moves when it talks, you know, and you hear, "Hello."
Well, hi.
Is that Miss Sise?
It sure is.
What do you need?
Well, I was just trying to figure out where doing some stuff for some things, obviously,
as always.
Yeah. And I just wanted to find out a little bit about Mr. Monty. Specifically where he would go if his life were threatened in some
way. Alright. I can do that for you. How long you got?
I like look over to them. They're like arguing.
Yeah.
I got a little while.
All right, let me reach out and see what I can find for you, and call you back in like 5-ish minutes.
Yeah,
sound good?
Of course. I like to think that, you know, like in Chainsaw Man, how you have to like give up a part of yourself in order to like. I think it's like that where they like, oh, you can have a fingernail, or like you can like a piece of me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's how, instead of like coin, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
While this is going on, I take off my pants and I start doing stretches.
Okay.
I stop mid-argument.
Why are your pants off?
I need to do my stretches. Got to stay limber.
Do you need to get naked for that, friend?
You can't stretch your pants?
I don't want to rip my pants. They're expensive.
Well, why don't you get well-fitting pants and you wouldn't have that problem?
Well, because I feel like this fits my aesthetic better.
You could even wear shorts.
You could just get your pants tailored.
No, I feel like these are... Look, they're expensive. I don't want to rip them. That's the end of it.
You're doing this on purpose, aren't you?
No. I'm getting up there in age. I need to make sure I'm nice and limber.
I hope you're a good assassin, Todd.
I'm the best.
So, Cisse, mm-hmm. You get like a little ring back. It's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. In my brain.
Yeah, in your brain. I think it kind of feels like a warm like pulse in like your head. Yeah. And it's like, alrighty. I found that he has a safe house in the Elmwood District. It's close by the docks. Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's a little old rinky-dink building. You wouldn't...
Figure.
You wouldn't tell too much by looking at it from the outside.
Thank you. Take what you want.
I'll take
a pint of my blood.
Yeah. I'll take a little bit of your blood today.
Sounds good.
And then...
Just a little pale.
Yeah. You also get, like, the direct address and thing to where the safe house is exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. So you get all that information?
Yeah. I think I kind of just, like, wander over to whatever you guys are doing.
Arguing?
Yeah, arguing still.
It's dumb.
It's just like, I'm a little too timid to, like, break it up, so I just kind of stand there.
You got something to say, Cisse?
I always got something to say. His safe house is in Elmwood. By the docks, I have an address.
Oh, perfect. Well, we'll go set up about halfway there.
Sounds good.
Let me put on my pants.
We do need to figure out the threat situation, but that's not entirely my thing. Ah.
Hey, roll for finger.
Roll for just how good it is.
6.
Yep. This shit's rock solid. You're so good at your job.
It won't go off too early, will it?
The wheels come out.
No.
Oh, wait. It has a little timer on it.
Now, how are we going to get it inside?
And then it has, like, a drill in the front of it.
This is quite literally... He rolled a 6. He can quite literally craft this however he wants.
And then it gets propellers.
Fantastic.
And then I pull something off of it. Like, I, like, rip a piece. Like, you know the sticky part of, like, when you spray paint something? Yeah. I rip something off, and it just says... Wife stealer. I made it in the last like 10 minutes.
I can make the call if we'd like.
Sounds good. Let me go ahead and get this in position.
Just walking with my heavy metal boots out.
And we'll meet halfway. And, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh, I need a cab.
I could probably.
Taxi!
you can find a perfect spot in which, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're doing perfect spot.
You're a shot. You're a good shot.
Yeah.
Because I think the plan is to get him on in transit. Yeah. Yeah.
This thing can keep up with cars, so I could have it chase him just in case.
Have it take off, and I just get in a taxi, and I'm just like, follow that thing.
All right. Will do.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you get in this cab, and you follow your little remote, your Hot Wheels bomb. So what are the rest of you doing?
I'm going to halfway point, and then I'm going to make the call.
Okay. Yeah. And then, Todd, you're looking for, like, a good vantage point, yeah. I assume, halfway point. Yeah. You're able to find that easy. This is your
When I fun. Find it, I lay my things down. I'm like, well, now I need to have at least 10 minutes of meditation, my doctor ordered. So please, if you could remain quiet, that would be very helpful.
I walk, like, 30 feet away.
Thank you.
So
I appreciate
can make the
it.
Call.
Yeah, yeah, you make the call.
Hello.
Yeah, you hear the like a click on the other end indicating someone's answered, but you don't hear anybody like talk.
My name is Schmitty Werben Jägerman Jensen.
Solid.
I've placed a bomb inside of the mayor's house. I'm gonna blow it the fuck up and hang up.
give me like a roll.
Dude, I'll get a sway, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
5.
All right. Yeah. You hang up.
They should be here soon. Sorry to interrupt your meditation.
Now I have to start over. For my blood pressure, you see.
Yeah, you're just following it.
And then, like, once you get a certain point, I'm like, park here.
All right.
Okay. One more favor. Get out.
Of my own cab?
I pull, like, a pipe and then, like, like a couple of like levers and like a simple small pipe gun. I'm like, get out.
Making a gun in the backseat of a cab?
And then threatening a guy with it. That's crazy. Threatening a guy with it.
Jesus Christ, there's something always new in this fucking yep.
house. No, I'll give it back.
Mm-hmm, thanks. Yeah,
I'll leave it. I'm going to give him like a location where I'll leave it.
Yep, I'm going to leave. I'm going to turn around and walk away.
Thank you. If I see you go any way but west, I'm going to kill you.
Please do not blow up my cab. This is my livelihood.
Don't intend to blow up your cab. And if I do...
If you do, please at least at least give me a good tip.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
Thank you.
Turning around, walking away.
All right.
All right.
Climbing over and I'm getting in the seat. Yeah. And then I just disassemble it. It wasn't even loaded. Like there's nothing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I affix it to the steering wheel. So mm-hmm. now I can steer it with the cab. So we're on like a shadow track.
Yeah, and
I just drive it up to the house.
Yeah.
And like I have it like hidden behind like a wall.
Here we go!
Oh my god, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair.
He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back all because right. we're gonna have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh my god. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine. Oh, hey, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah. it is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of like one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his Jesus. Penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
And that's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Got her.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today and check back often. New content is added every week.
This is not only your world. You are not only yourself. These are the players, but this is no game. Introducing Channels, a character-focused Monster of the Week adventure across two worlds of weirdness. In Broken River, Minnesota, the world of a late 90s online video game is bleeding into our own. It's up to elderly custodian Robert V. Slaughter, former thief Jack Harrow, and literal vampire Sutton Malone to fight scary monsters, meet colorful characters, and hopefully stay alive long enough to figure out what's going on. Channels is the new Actual Play Monster of the Week campaign from the Monsters Playbook. If you're a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Personas 4 and 5, or any supernatural mystery stories that are as invested in magic and monsters as they are in friendship and feelings, then tune into the Monsters Playbook every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ambition, if it ain't the crux of all the great tales.
A mysterious voice welcomes you to Monster Hour Arborealis, the smoky light through shuttered blinds illuminating an open City of Mist player's handbook.
When investigating the scene of a crime, a good detective must keep their wits about them. A few tips to keep in mind are, number one, bring a good flashlight.
First question, do I see anyone in obvious danger?
Let me look and see if I have anything that helps me here.
Number two, have a ginger snack before investigating.
Meet your players, Archie.
I am preparing the bean.
Bo.
What? Who's calling me?
And Duff.
Hello.
As they adventure to unravel the mysteries of the mist.
Number three, no touching.
I would like to stuff into my pockets. No, I have a better idea. I squirt it all into my hair and kind of rub it around.
Isn't it sticky?
Yeah.
Call me old-fashioned, but I don't never believe in coincidence.
Monster Hour Arborealis is the third season of its namesake actual play. Tune in every other Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you're, as you pull up, you see, like people starting to, like, file out of the house. Mm-hmm. It looks like, from what you can see, from, like, from formation, there's, like, four guards total, two in front, two in back, mm-hmm. forming, like, a square formation around someone in the middle who you can only assume is who you think it is.
I would start puffing out smoke.
Okay. Yeah. And I think with that, it takes a second. As soon, I think, as they see the smoke on the ground, they start moving their asses.
Yeah, beaten feet.
And so, yeah, you see that going on. They very quickly, like, load them up into, like, a nondescript vehicle. Mm-hmm. And what would you like to do?
And I just tail behind it. And, like, the cab, I'm just, like, driving randomly, but I have this little thing, like, mm-hmm. like, under the, like, right on the tail of their car.
So, yeah, while that's going on, the rest of you are at this halfway point. You're doing your meditation, Todd.
Mm-hmm. And then I take out a salad and I start eating a salad.
Okay, yeah. Cissy, Silver, do you either of you want to do anything right now as you see Todd eat the salad?
How far are we from the road?
I'd say you're fairly far if you're with Todd, because Todd is a long-range sniper. It depends on if you would move locations.
We're going to where the car will be once he shoots out the drivers.
I had a question. Should I stand in the middle of the road? Because they're not going to run a man over, right? I'll be like, stop. And then he can shoot him in the head. You know what I mean? Because it's not a moving target. You know, easier.
I like that.
And then, but I can talk my way out of danger. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. You know, I was crossing
the
street.
I'm a fan of that.
You know what I mean? How's that sound, you guys?
It's golden.
All right, great.
I'll go with you.
You have enough time to like get your way over there.
Yeah, I'm going to head down. But maybe you should like overwatch you. I mean, like.
Yeah, I'm not going to walk in the street with you.
Yeah, watch my back.
Yeah, I'm going just in case someone needs to drive a car, you know?
I'm waiting till I see. Do we know what the car looks like? Pictures, you know, in the files that we were looking
at? Yeah, files. You see that the sort of nondescript cars that they have when they're trying to, like,
cool. So, yeah.
Like, not look important. It just looks like a regular
waiting
old, like,
for,
car.
That
yeah.
car.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're still tailing them, Clunk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you're just kind of hanging out. Are you getting in position, Todd?
I'm finishing my salad. And then I start assembling my sniper. I have a briefcase. So I open it up, Brilliant. Put the salad back in, and then take the sniper parts out and start assembling.
He's got to keep his heart health up.
Yeah, I have high blood pressure.
Yeah, he's got to be healthy. This Lots job is fiber. Stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so about like, I think 10 minutes go by for you three. You don't know because you're just kind of following. And you start hearing a car approach.
Well, that's my cue. And then I walk out into the street with my hands in my pockets, whistling Dixie, and looking real casual as I'm walking across the street.
Give me a, let's call it a sway roll, I suppose.
Look not hittable.
How to
not
look
hittable.
Innocent, yeah.
Six.
Yep. So you lay this off. You look like you're just some guy crossing the street. And this car you're tailing comes to a like screeching halt as they were going kind of fast.
Yeah. Like onto the street. I'm like, oh no. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. You ham it up. And Todd, you see that this car is stopped
Fuck,
right
I
now.
I didn't realize something.
Yeah.
We boiled this all down to a Jesse roll.
No, but he's. This isn't Jesse. This is Todd Guy.
Great point. Todd Guy.
Yeah.
Push yourself.
Okay, so I take 2 stress, right?
Uh-huh.
I stress again.
Ah,
6!
Alright, yeah.
My God, Jesse.
I'm like half dead.
It's a stressful job.
It is such a stressful job. I think for a second you're like, oh my God, I didn't eat enough of my salad. Oh my God, what am I going to do? But oh my God, I have to shoot this driver?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Yesterday I had a cheeseburger thinking like, I know I've been good.
Too much sodium. You had a cheeseburger and you treated yourself to a nice actual sugar soda. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, this is going to come back and bite me in the ass. And I think that's like, you're just thinking about that. And you're like, oh shit, a car. And then you lock in, you do it, you do best. And you shoot a bullet through this driver's skull.
All right.
There are still 4 guards on the inside, mm-hmm. not counting the driver, but you saw them all load into the car. It's the driver, the 4 guys, the mayor.
I speed up next to them, and then I get out. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you guys okay? And then pipe bomb. I'm just going to be like, you guys have like 10 seconds to get out.
What?
10, 9, and I get in the cab, and I'm just waiting. 8. 7.
No, you look crazy, actually. Yeah. You look crazy. They're going to get out of the car. All of them. All 5 of them.
And then I'm just going to just like pull forward a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, so you're on your ass.
Yeah.
You see...
I'm going to roll a tinker.
Yeah.
5.
And the pipe bomb.
Do I see the mayor?
Yeah, you see him with one of the bigger bodyguards who kind of had like has him like bear hugged almost as he's taking him out of this car. Yeah, so you all see that. Plus 3 other guards coming out.
Scramble toward them, like, oh my god, mayor, Monty, I'm so sorry. And then I'm gonna say, what was that? Like, you know, to the bomb.
Can I drive my car around and run over some of them?
Yeah. Give me a wreck. I feel like that's a wreck. Unless you want to make an argument for something else.
Actually, can I just drive my little tinker thing in between like all the ones that aren't the mayor?
Sure.
And just let that bitch explode.
Hey, you rolled a 6 on it, yeah.
Cool. Do you want me to roll another tinker? Or a finesse for shooting? Or a wreck still?
Well, are you still trying to like run them over?
No, I'm just driving my...
Let's just go then finesse to see how precise you're able to get it.
5.
Yeah, you're able to nail it
just
in there.
Just plant it right between like a good chunk of them.
A good chunk of them.
2.
Yeah, and they...
1.
Yep. And this explosion happens. You guys see it. Would you like to do anything right now, Todd?
You don't take out any remaining guards.
Yeah, you see there's the one that is like hugging the mayor currently.
What is this?
Is that a 5? I think that's a
1. No, that's 1.
But that's a 5.
But that's a 5.
Yeah, so you're able to plant a bullet in this guard. It doesn't quite take him out, but it severely like maims him. He like lets go of the mayor because of where you hit him at, like in the shoulder, I think. Mm. What are the rest of you doing?
How many guards are left?
There are 2 on the floor. You're unsure if they're up or not because there was a bomb. And then there's 1 with a bullet severely in his shoulder.
I'm reassembling my pipe gun.
I run towards Mayor Monty and say, Mayor Monty, oh my God, I don't know what's happening, but we got to go. There's something bad happening. And I grab his arm and I say, we got to leave. Like, you know.
Okay.
And do I see that he believes me?
You got to give me a roll, my guy.
That was a 5.
You see, like, he, like, hesitates for a second. He's like,
Yeah.
And
okay.
I run and I'm like holding onto his arm, like we're both in such danger. You know what I mean? This is really bad for us. I'm gonna run away because like I want to be away from the guards. You know what I mean? They're still an issue, kind of.
What are you guys doing?
I finish up my pipe gun. I'm looking for that guard. I'm just gonna shoot him point blank.
All right. Give me a finesse. Tinker and then finesse.
Tinker. No fucking way.
Are those all twos?
It is all twos. I'm gonna go ahead and stress myself. Okay. I'm roll one. For six.
Yeah. You fucking.
A good pipe gun.
You assemble this shit.
And then a six again.
Yeah. You shoot him square in the head.
Oh, did you get a shot?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you take out one guard for sure. There's still
didn't have enough power to it.
Three left, two on the floor, and then just one.
I just like look at them as I'm like fiddling with.
All right, yeah, I'll take out one of the ones.
Yeah,
on the ground, the six.
Yep, yeah, you're able to take it out, easy peasy. There's two left.
Oh, wait, I put two nails in it. I'm gonna shoot another one of
them. Okay, yeah.
Five.
Yep, you get this one. He doesn't quite like go down yet. I assume you got the one that was up.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah. He's not quite up yet, but he. Oh.
Oh, did that hurt?
Yeah.
They're still up. I'm like just smacking it. Mm-hmm. Like,
And then you see that he is gonna like lunge at you with.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Back up.
Yeah. What is it for fight? I think you give me one of your attributes.
Can I use Tinker for armor?
You do have armor, yeah. I'll let you do that to see if you dodge it.
Six.
Yeah, you're able to fucking sidestep it. You see this. You see him. Yeah, you see him lunge towards you, and he's got, like, brass knuckles.
My shoes go... And just, like, kind of shoot me one way.
Yeah. Todd, would you like to do anything? There's the one that's on the ground and then one lunging at Clunk.
I'll let Clunk deal with the one lunging at him. I'll get the one on the ground.
Yep.
Got another six.
Yep, you take him out. Yeah, you take that, and there's just the one lunging at you. Let's cut back to Silver real fast. Are you still hoofing it?
I'm hoofing it with the mayor in a very predictable, like, you all can see me doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like direction, you know, away from, like, the street.
Where are we going?
We gotta hide from the bad guys, from the people who are shooting at us.
What's that gonna do?
Maybe they won't find us. We can hide, and you can call somebody, maybe.
Give me another roll.
Five.
Yeah, he's like... All right, I guess. We'll cut back to Clunk and Todd.
Buddy, there's a nail in your head. You should stop moving around.
I don't think so.
Okay. And I'm gonna pull out, like, something and, like, quickly... I create, like, a small electrical current, and I'm going to make a magnet and just yank the nail back out of his head.
All right. Nice,
can I tinker?
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, you...
Got my nail back. I, like, slump. Look pointedly at you. I got my nail back.
I see that, and for a moment, I train my gun on you. I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
We might need to take him out. But then I'll go, no.
Yeah, I'm going to go get in the taxi.
Yeah.
Just all right. Go after the mayor.
Yeah. Do you want to pick up Cisse?
You want to get in?
I'll walk. Like, no, I was like in a nearby store, just like kind of watching.
I, like, look, waving you through the window and hold up, like, the magnetized metal with the nail on it.
I just pretend I don't
bring
see
matter on it.
I just walk away.
Todd, you are you packing up now?
I'm starting folding it up.
Yeah. And we'll cut back to Silver. You're just running with the mayor
anywhere
in particular?
Do I see the taxi?
Oh, yeah, you see the taxi coming up. Are you going to purposely, like, slow down?
Does he have any weapons on him?
The mayor?
Yeah.
Not that you can see.
I look back. How far back is the taxi?
You're coming.
Yeah. I look back and I say, oh my God, mayor. And I point in that direction towards the taxi. They see?
Yeah.
I push him over.
It's fucking insane.
We'll call that like a skirmish roll or something like that.
Two.
Can I? So ghosts. I have this ability. It's called compel. I can attune to the ghost field nearby and have a ghost appear and obey a command I give it.
Yeah, do it.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to roll an attune.
Yep.
No. What the fuck? Guys, Cisse is off. Okay, well, I'm keeping a four.
Okay. I think it takes a second. Who are you? What's the vibe you're trying to summon? Are you looking just to scare him? Are you looking to, like, intimidate him? Like, what's the vibe you're trying to summon?
Scare. So the problem is, if I bring up something that scares someone else, I'm immune to it.
I see.
The people around it aren't, so, like, my allies will be scared also. Okay. But just one of the weirdos that I know that I'm like, hey, you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're coming up on it. You're right next to the mayor.
Fucking swinging him, the mayor fucking blocks it.
Yeah, the mayor blocks it and looks at you in like disbelief, but behind you, weird little fucking gremlin.
The grossest fucking thing you've ever seen.
This weird little fucking gremlin ghost comes up behind you, and you see like the mayor looks like mortified.
I look back. Do I see it?
Yes.
Oh my god, man, we actually need to run this time. Like this isn't a bit. I'm not kidding anymore.
Give me a sway. I'll give you a plus one because there's an actual literal ghost that you aren't immune to behind
him. No, Kim, I'm not lying to him.
Okay.
Like, I think I'm fucked right now, dude.
Okay. Yeah, no, then he believes you if there's actual terror in your eyes.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, shit.
Cisse's just in it, like, walking to around the shop. Oh my god. Like, not even... Maybe I'm a perusing.
Do you have a fucking gun or something? Do you have anything?
No!
Fuck! And I start running.
Where are you going?
Away from the ghost!
He follows you. Yeah. He needs to get away from the ghost. You also see this little fucking ugly gremlin, just, and you're scared.
It's chasing after them towards you.
Yeah.
I like start tinkering with like my little electrical belt. I'm like, I'm gonna make a ghost trap.
Okay, yeah.
Can I tinker a ghost trap?
Adam, you're crazy. Like, this is crazy.
I got a 6.
Yeah, dude, you make a fucking ghost trap.
Throw it out.
Dispel it before it gets trapped.
Yeah, you see your little friend getting sucked into this vortex.
I've got it!
Clunk, thank God for you. I was so worried about that.
I thought...
No, I wasn't lying at that time.
I finished making another pipe sounder. Mayor, get in or I'm going to kill you right
now. I'm going to step away from him and pull out my gun.
You had a gun the whole time. Or do you have a gun?
I popped the trunk.
I wasn't lying for that last part. I really was worried, but I am going to kidnap you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, get in the trunk.
Do a combined sway roll. We'll take the highest.
I got 2 6s and a 5.
I actually got a 4, even though I'm negative.
No, here. That's solid. All right.
You can get in the backseat if you want.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Get in the trunk.
Not enough room for everybody in the team.
We just
sorry.
Can't have them see you. You get it.
You want me to get in the trunk with you? You can't, like, do me the courtesy of, like, knock me out before you do it. Okay. I have to hop.
I shake my head. That was real close.
Hey, was it?
Well, I The gremlin.
Yeah, who would have saw a ghost coming? That caught me off guard, actually.
I see, say just, like, saunters up.
Didn't know Kifine was out here.
Did you know there's ghosts over these parts?
Of course, there's ghosts everywhere.
Do you guys want to leave guy behind?
If he can hear us, he can shoot you in the head right now.
Well, he can't hear us.
I'm pretty sure he already packed up.
I already put a bomb on him anyway. He's not going to shoot me.
He did?
Yeah, I put a bomb on each of you. Check your back pocket.
I check my pockets.
I noticed it.
There's a pipe bomb in your back pocket.
Damn it! I toss it away.
I could also turn your... jailer devices into bombs. Everybody get in the cab.
Todd is walking over and he like takes a break. This kind
I
of
just
steep.
Drive up to Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
The mayor's hands hanging out of the trunk.
Oh, I'll just like scoop it back in and go.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you all get in and yeah, you guys got the mayor and you drive back to the theater.
I'm just gonna go ahead and drop pipe bombs on like 3 different like city streets and just blow them bitches up.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, there's no one chasing us. Like, they're probably focusing on that.
Yeah, that would definitely cause a distraction.
I mean, you could check because I can't check. I'll be a bad check.
Yeah.
Survey maybe.
6.
Oh, yep. Beautiful.
Yeah, there's no enough of a distraction. You guys are fine.
Thumbs up.
I pull out my water bottle and it has like markings on how much I'm supposed to drink at a certain time.
You're
like,
you're a little bit behind.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Do you have an extra one of those?
I mean, not on me. I have some at home.
I was working with anthrax earlier and I'm nervous on my hands.
Well,
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. If there's anthrax on me, we're all dead. We're all good as dead.
Is there anthrax?
Is there anthrax?
No.
Okay. There's no anthrax.
I'm like so normal in the back.
Well, I'm going to take a nap for the rest of the ride home. Wake me up when we get there.
Is that normal for you?
I fall asleep.
Oh.
Yeah. You cannot wake him. Yeah, you guys get back to the theater.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. If it's any consolation, your wife is okay. Now get out of the trunk.
Oh, right. Yeah. You, like, carry him in over your shoulder?
Oh, no.
Oh,
you I just dragged him in?
Okay, okay, yeah, 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 for sure.
I'm not big enough to carry anybody. Yeah.
My shoes are, well, yeah.
Yeah, you see Luca and Butcher again. You did it!
Yeah.
Perfect. Were there anything I need to know about? I heard about some pipe bombs?
Oh, yeah, I blew up a bunch of bombs, make sure no one's following us.
Ah, smart.
Also killed six guards?
Yeah, so no witnesses.
No witnesses.
Oh, perfect, okay.
Except the gremlin that escaped. I didn't manage to capture it.
Yeah, there was a gremlin.
Yeah, okay. I did not foresee a ghost being there.
I think he just kind of looks at Cissé.
Shrugs.
I can't imagine the gremlin will tell on any of you.
Oh, fingers crossed. Ghost be talking.
Sure do hope so.
Perfect. Well, is he tied up?
Oh, no.
May you... One of you tie
here,
him
here,
up?
Put these on. I just hand him handcuffs.
Why would I put these on myself?
You're kind of sassy for a mayor.
No.
Just
so you know, I voted for you, if it's any consolation.
I also voted for you. I do like a lot of your policies.
Mayor Monty, I think this is a bit of a tip for me to you. When you're... I'm going to lean down. When you're in the hands of a crime family, they know about your wife and children. And if they don't like how you're talking, you're speaking with them, they'll kill them. Or at least ransom them or kidnap them, like we did you. So I would just recommend not mouthing off to any of us.
You think we're a family?
Just some friendly advice from one person to another.
I think Luca kind of looks at you all and is like, I knew I could count on you all.
You know, Mr. Luca, I think it's the fact that none of us have any lack in desire or any further desire to work in any other field than this field. Mm-hmm. Not a single one of us would ever make some foolhardy mistake as to pretend to be something to do a coffee run and give our own address somewhere or ever do something like that. And I think that our full buy-in to, I mean, well, this relative world we live in is really what's gotten us this far, right?
I love my job.
Exactly. I sure hope not.
And I love my wife, by the way.
You have a wife?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Can we wrap this up? Because I need to call my wife.
Oh, yeah. So her hair appointment's done about now, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Oh, wait, what?
Perfect. Thank you all. I will be calling you all probably again shortly for another mission. We have something we need to take care of.
Excited.
Same people? We're working with the same people?
Yes. Do you have a problem with that?
Not one at all, sir. I was always happy to serve. Always a pleasure.
There's something about the level of efficiency that this group has that I just appreciate.
Truly. Went off without a hitch.
If there's nothing else, goodbye, all.
Do you mind if I use your phone?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hand you like a phone.
Hey, dear. Yep, I ate the whole salad. It was delicious. Thank you. And I'm keeping up with my water. And, you know, I did my stretches, did my medication. Just wanted to let you know.
I think after you're done, Luke is like, that was beautiful.
Yeah, love my wife. That's why I do this job.
Well, I'm going to go drop some mail off.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go home to my wife.
Have a good night, all.
Go home. Do another seance, probably. My ex-girlfriend's been bothering me.
Tell Betsy I said hello. And so, yeah, I think we close out on each of you going about your night. And that was a brief intermission.
That was fucked up. Kim, sign us off, dude. You do the full sign off.
Oh, I'm doing the full sign off? Fuck, shit, guys. I don't know how to do that.
I believe in you.
Hey. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Tuck's hair behind ear. Hi, guys. So my name's Kim. I've been your GM. I will continue to be your GM for at least like 5 more episodes, I think, maybe. I don't know. They got themselves into some shit. And we'll see what the consequences of their actions of this episode was. If you liked what you listened to, you can follow us on our socials at 5GemsOfficial on Blue Sky and at 5GemsIntertrenchCo everywhere else. You can go to our website, 5GemsIntertrenchCo.com, if you missed any of those social handles. If you like us and you want to support us further, you can always like, comment, subscribe, We love that sort of stuff. Grandmas love us. Adam hasn't said that in a second, but grandmas do love us, and they continue to love us. We love you, grandmas. Go grandmas.
We love grandmas.
Yeah. If you want to support us further, you can go to our Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/5gemsinatrenchcoat. You can throw us a little tip our way. We drink energy drinks in these long recording days. It is currently like 8 p.m. on a Sunday. So if you want to know how we burn the midnight oil. Tanlin?
Gremlin Frog Art on everything. FROGGART. I do art and stuff.
We don't need to go into Jesse lore, all right?
That is
good evening, San Diego! Go fuck
yourself, San Diego. Go fuck yourself.
Hello, hello. Thanks for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media. 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. At 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat. Thank you, and catch you in the next episode.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Gems in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.